Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, welcome to the Neil Kristen Baker Psychic Hour. Today we're talking about how to expel negative energy and taking calls for readings. So I welcome everybody to our Friday show. And I'm losing my screen here. What's going on? Ah, back. We do have a caller. We're going to get to that caller in just a moment, but want to let everybody know how to get a hold of us today. 914-338-0164 is the call-in number. And one is what you would need to press to speak with us. And to call after the show, please use 562-596-7818. Also, we invite our listeners and callers to follow us on Facebook and on Twitter. And, of course, here on Blog Talk Radio, you can find those accounts on our Blog Talk Radio profile, Neil and Kristen Baker Psychic. And we do have a caller. It looks like it's a Skype caller. Hello?
Hello?
Hi.
Hi, this is Anshul from India.
Hi, Anshul. Thought that was you. Anshul, are you back in India?
Yeah, I am back in India.
Okay, give us your birth date again. I think you said 28/10/1.
Yeah, it's June 20, 1973.
Yeah, 28/10/1. Okay, what's going on?
So my query is about the job. Since returning, it's more than 2 months now. Though I did give an interview, but it has not yet materialized.
Nothing in the job category. And you want to teach, right? Teach?
What? Yeah,
what
I do.
You want to teach, correct?
I wanted to, and in these 2 months I tried, but I didn't get an opportunity. So I'm again looking for a job.
Okay.
A job as a teacher
or in this field?
Or something else?
As an engineer.
You see?
I can't, it's hard to hear.
As a what, Ansel?
Sure.
As an engineer.
Engineer.
Oh, engineer.
But he wanted to teach too, I remember.
Okay, so
and
you're
what
back.
What did we say last time?
You're back home with your family and children?
Yeah, I am back home. I came back more than 2 months now.
Yeah, and 2 months without any kind of work?
Yeah, 2 months without any kind of work.
And his wife's a teacher. So she's probably working.
Well, let's see.
Yeah, I am helping her with her teaching assignments.
Really?
So what?
He's helping her with teaching assignments.
Oh, you're
well,
helping
that's
her.
Nice. I mean, it's nice to work
Is she paying you?
Not really, but I thought maybe it's better to use some time rather than idling.
Well, you should go to workers' comp and report her for not paying you.
That's you know what's so funny? That's what I'm thinking. Same thing. I was thinking the same thing, and you said it.
And then
funny.
You can collect unemployment.
Yeah.
Well, and so, you know, your birth date was approximately 3 months ago, but you returned close to your birth date.
Yeah.
And you're 45 years old, and let's see if there's anything in the number system that would suggest a problem in your job situation and having returned. The only thing that I could see that could be a problem, it isn't a bad problem, is that there would be a 3-month delay before you found work. So the only thing that I'm picking up on is that upon your return back, there might have been 3 months wait, which might be coming up within a couple of weeks.
Okay.
So the prediction is that you're going to get work in a couple of weeks. There seems to be within 20 miles of your area, and I'm not familiar with your area, but within 20 miles east, west, north, or south, there's two companies, one of which I think you're going to be working at. Now, to your knowledge, to your knowledge of the geographical layout of your area, do you know of any such firm that within 20 miles either way?
I have approached my earlier employer, that is within 20 miles, and they have not yet confirmed any openings. They said that if there is anything, then they will let me know. And apart from that, there is one more company where I have asked one of my acquaintances, but I haven't heard anything.
Okay. So in fact, Ansel, there are two companies that you confirm, and I was picking up two companies.
Yeah.
My feeling between the two is that your original company where you worked before may in fact hire you. That's the one we're betting on.
Okay.
Did you have a good rapport? Did you have good relationship with them when you were working?
Yeah, I did have. And I have maintained my connector all this while.
Okay. So what I'm thinking is this, that if we're lucky and you're calling our show for advice or prediction, if we're lucky, the energy field seems to be you'll be working at least, if not before, probably in the month of October.
Okay.
I think it's going to be one of the two companies that we mentioned, because I came up with two companies and you confirmed two companies. My first vibration is the one you originally worked at. But however, the other one may be a possibility too. But I think it's going to be one of the two. If we're wrong, we're wrong. But let's work with the energy as we see it.
The one in which I gave an interview, or rather two rounds of interview, and which they mentioned that they might be offering, and it's more than 3 weeks, that is far off. I mean, it's more than around 1,500 kilometers, or 2,000 kilometers.
Is that one of the two that we discussed?
No, not.
Oh.
When last time I had called, you had mentioned that you see that there will be a company which has a 3-story building, and I happened to go for an interview, and the office was situated on the third floor.
Oh, on the third floor, but you didn't hear back from this place?
Yeah, last 3 weeks I haven't heard. I had two rounds of interview. I went to that place twice. And I did get some feelers that they are still in the process of consideration, but haven't heard.
And how far away is that company?
That's around 2,000 kilometers.
2,000 kilometers.
So that would be in miles. How many miles?
We probably doesn't know.
So that will be around more than 1,200 miles.
So you wouldn't be... That's a good distance away. So so what would you do? You like relocate to that area while you're working the assignment, or what?
I cannot, because I would have to, but my family cannot join me because my daughter is in high school and her board exam will be in another year and a half. So till the time she completes that, she cannot move.
That's horrible.
Well, that would mean another move away from your family.
Yeah.
And I would rather, if we can work it out, I would rather see you stay with your family. Do you agree?
Yeah,
I am also kind of, that's why I have been kind of following up with my previous employer, that if at all something comes up.
So maybe the 3-story building was a vibration on the road to getting the job,
yeah.
and it may not be exactly where you're employed, considering you want to stay with your family. I mean, you've been separated from them for so long prior to this recent reunification. So,
well, the three-story, well, that's okay that we picked that up.
Yeah,
like Kristen said, it may be a landmark towards ultimately getting to your destination. Let's hope that's the case. So we're going to put out energy that is anybody in your family born in the month of May?
Me, no.
What are your kids' birth dates? I think the wife's a three, if I'm remembering correctly. So that wouldn't qualify.
Oh, no. My elder one is born in March.
But what's the full birth date? Because, you know, there may be a five somewhere in the master number.
Okay, so one is March 26, 2004.
Okay.
And another one is October 11, 2007.
2007, 2008, 9, 10, 11, 13,
14, 5, well, 5, 12, 3.
The cross has a 5. I mean,
no, that wouldn't be
9, 10, 11.
No, it would have to be, no, it wouldn't be like looking for 5 somewhere. It would be something about the month of May, which doesn't qualify.
Or a master number 5.
What's your wife's birth date?
It's December 20, 1973.
She has a 5. 1973?
72.
Yeah.
73. 15,
there's a 5
25,
there.
7. She's a 7. 15, yeah, she's 5 on the 5. So I remembered her master number incorrectly. Okay.
17, well,
18, 19, 10, 1.
That's not important. It was just an image that popped up. I don't know what May means. It's not important. Really, it popped up. I wanted to see why it did in my mind.
Okay.
So we're looking at, right now, we're hoping that it's going to be one of the two jobs near you within 20 miles, preferably the one you worked at before. And we're hoping that you receive a reply by, if not before, October. Okay?
Okay.
Let us know, and so don't hesitate. Huh?
Sure.
Anshul, let us know. Don't hesitate to call us. Do
sure,
we have
I would let you.
Anything?
No.
You can, what?
Yeah, he can follow us or send
you
us a friend
request. You can
follow us.
If you want, you can follow us on Facebook, and we'll keep, you know,
working with your energy,
connecting with you. That's up to you, but you don't have
sure,
to.
Sure.
But anyways, that's what we figure right now. The fact that there's a three-story building you went to is a good sign as a landmark.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
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 All right,
Angela. Thanks a lot. Thanks a lot.
You're welcome.
For your time.
Good luck.
Thanks.
Keep us
Bye.
Posted, okay?
Thanks.
All right.
Bye.
Yeah, stressful not anymore.
Oh,
it's
gosh,
very
yeah.
stressful.
Sure.
And the job market, and I'm sure in India it's just as
very competitive, probably.
Yeah.
In that field. Okay, so we're talking about how to expel negative energy. And it's interesting because a lot of people don't know how to deal with negative energy because of, you know, the way they were raised. My goodness.
Well,
first
of all, getting rid of negative energy. I mean, first of all, you have to define what is energy.
Right.
On a physical level, you try to get rid of negative things, negative people, negative jobs, negative health issues. And you apply that process on a very earthly level. You go through physical actions to get rid of those things. Sometimes you'd use a mental state, but everyone on the planet kind of has a feel for how to get rid of negative things. I mean, everybody has some feel for it. If you're talking about how to get rid of negative energy and you're going to go on an energy level to do it, that's totally different.
Totally
you
different.
Can't, go and talk to energy and say, you know, we're not getting along too well. I'd like to separate. You have to do it through a process of a higher mental, visual, breathing apparatus that has really nothing to do with the physical state. But the physical state, I guess, is a primitive way of looking at it. You know, real briefly, we come from a hunter-gatherer society. In the old days, in the ancient days, in the prehistoric days, we went out, left our home, and we had to hunt for our food. Now we leave our home, basically, except for the internet. We leave our home and we go and hunt in a supermarket. The idea of leaving and getting food is still the factor, but it's been modernized to where we basically don't have to hunt for our food, but we're still leaving on a primitive level. We're still leaving to do something that we did previously. Same thing with negative energy. When the primitive part here would be, how do you get rid of negative things that are physical, that are there? That's the ancient kind of way of looking at energy. The higher concept, as we move into higher thought forms, would be the way to get rid of negative energy through the pure mental state. There were no cavemen that sat and meditated. They might have drawn pictures or something on the cave. They might have done some chants and spiritual dances or something, but they didn't have meditation classes, yoga, and things like this to where they cleared their mind or got rid of negativity. So the way that first of all, to get rid of negative energy is to think abstractly, but to hold on to those supernatural elements, those cosmic astral elements within us, as we think along a more of a supernatural level of getting rid of something that's around us, that's defined as energy, an energy source.
Well, and the way that we are taught to process energy is going to impact the way we are able to process energy, you know.
Yeah, it's so, a deep topic. We're going to get some callers. But
yeah, 470 is on the air. Hello.
Yes, this is Casey.
Casey?
Yes.
Hi, Casey, you're the one with the back injury, right?
Yes, you remember
Hi.
Me.
Yeah,
you're,
I do.
You're not Casey at the back, you're Casey with
Jones.
The bad
back. Or Casey in the Sunshine Band, okay.
You
so,
probably don't
enough.
Know Casey at the back, that's an old...
Yeah. Okay, Casey, give us your birth date again, please.
Is 9/20/1979.
Okay. So what's new in your life? What brings you here today? 11/21.
I just kind of wanted to get a reading on my love life.
A reading on your love life. Okay.
Mhm.
How's your back?
It's about the same.
Okay, just curious, but you want to talk about love today. Sorry you're not feeling it better. She is.
She's a 37.
I know, but I'm trying to. She's 39 years old. I'm just trying to figure out her age. Yeah, she's 39. Go ahead.
Okay, Casey, your love life is going to involve somebody who has a brother. So it's going to be two men. They're brothers, one of whom I think is going to be your boyfriend or your next love. Now, so far in your lifetime, have you ever fallen in love with someone who had a brother?
Yes.
And did that last a couple of years or less?
It lasted a few years. It lasted 14 years.
Okay, and how did it break?
What was that, sir?
How did it break up finally?
Oh, I can't hear you because your phone is like breaking up.
No. I don't know why this is happening. Ask it now.
How did it break up? What broke up the relationship?
Well, I was in a 14-year relationship with my kid's dad, and he had one brother. He was cheating and just staying out in the street all the time.
Okay.
But I've been in another relationship. I've been in another relationship with someone for 5 years after that one, and he had a few brothers.
Okay. It's going to come around again, Casey. You're going mm-hmm. to be falling in love with someone who has a brother, I think. So that's the first notion, somewhat confirmed by the previous relationships, including your child's father, who also had brothers. So it seems like you fall in love with men who have brothers. That seems to be one of the indications of your karmic energy in terms of this lifetime. So I don't know, you know, it could be as late as next March, but let's not hope it doesn't take long. But it could be as late as next March. Are there, again, the other caller, are there any March dates in your family?
Could it be as late as March?
Yeah, and are there any March birth dates in your family?
It's on my aunt's side. I have a first cousin birthday is in March.
Okay.
All right. Okay, your question is, our response is you're probably going to meet a man who has a brother
I can't hear anything that you're saying. Your phone is just, it's breaking up really bad.
Okay.
Can you hear me now? Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you now.
Okay. The notion here is that you're going to be, your next relationship will have a brother. Can you hear me?
Yes.
And it will happen sometime before March, if not on March.
Okay.
Okay, that's what we're getting right now, just to answer your question.
How do you meet men, Casey?
In different places, like I just met a guy about a month ago, and I met him like at a barbecue. I had been invited to a barbecue. And, you know, it was a lot of people there. Well, actually, it was like a fish fry for someone that had passed away. And I met him there.
Hmm.
And
was
the
there any,
guy before this, huh?
Was there any sparks? Did anything happen between the two of you?
Like, did we connect?
Yeah.
Well, not there. Not at the fish fry. We didn't connect because I was still involved with someone else. But I ended up getting on Facebook, and he saw my picture and signed a friend request, and I accepted. And then we ended up going on a date, like about 2 months later.
And how did that work out? Was that, did it go anywhere?
Well, we still currently like talking now.
Hmm. Well, it's very tribal. It's very tribal because you met him at a barbecue, somebody's death. This is very tribal, and we're talking about others. So the man you're going to meet will be a tribal past life. Someone from a...
It's like cooking over the fire. Modern day tribal energy.
Yeah, past life tribal member that was in an ancient tribe that you lived in. You're going to be meeting that man in this day and age.
and that could be by March. And you're probably going through different men within the tribe until you find the right one. But they're all coming from the same kind of tribal energy. You know, tribes can, there could be 100 people in a tribe or sometimes more. Sometimes tribes can be just 17 people. But that's what it's coming from. And so it's probably going to be, it could be connected to somehow the family energy. It may be that. Or if you meet this guy, it will feel like family, but yet be sexual, you know?
The reason why I had asked is because a conversation had came up. And the conversation, because I was talking with my dad, and my dad was like, that me and the guy's supposed to be related. Like, my dad's mom and him has the same, her maiden name was his last name. And so I, you know, he was like, he didn't, you know, he don't know. And I, you know, and my dad said that, he was like, he was going to call me back when he get off of work. But he was like, his mother, which is my grandma, is somehow related to this guy.
See?
So I don't know.
So, well, you see, it's kind of funny, right, Casey?
Right.
And so it kind of fits into our premonition, our read, that it might be family related. And so you're laughing because there's a situation came up with the last name, the maiden name, and you're thinking it could be related. So it's all part of the picture that we're seeing.
Okay, Casey. Keep us posted.
Okay, I will.
Okay, good luck.
Thanks.
You're welcome. Okay.
Hi,
201.
Hi, it's Gunjan.
Hi, Gunjan. And you know, it's so weird, it's same birth date as Casey, 9/20. Yeah. So our caller, I don't know if you're listening, but our former caller, Gunjan, was born on the same day 2 years prior to your birth, 1979. Gunjan's 1981, 9/20,
1981.
What's going on?
Nothing much. Still being a housewife and looking for a job.
Oh, nothing happening?
Nothing happening. I apply, but I don't know. Either I'm too qualified or I'm not qualified enough.
Wow. And being a housewife, are you enjoying that or no? Guess not, if you're going to work.
No, I don't. I don't enjoy being home. I mean, it's nice, but I like having a work life.
Yeah, that's fine. Are you doing anything at home productive-wise to make money or keep busy?
Yes, I'm selling breakfast sandwiches and lunches, and so basically like catering. So people come here, it's almost like a restaurant. People come here and ask me for breakfast and lunch, and I give it to them. I mean, it's not legal. Like, I don't have the license for it.
License.
Yeah.
Well, why don't you, I mean, are you saying you don't like being home, but it sounds like you're kind of, you know, doing this little entrepreneurship and basing it on something that you're really good at, cooking. I mean, I'm a good cook, but I would never, ever, ever want to do it professionally. So obviously you've got more energy in that arena than the average person.
I mean, it's a hobby. It's not something I want to do full time. That's why I haven't considered getting a license. I mean, it's okay if I do it once in a while. Like when I was working, I would come home and cook and take a picture, and you know, people would like it, and you know, I'll get happy. But this, like every day cooking,
you don't want to do it.
I don't want to do it. It's it's just a hobby, and I want to keep it as a hobby.
That's how I feel for me about cooking too. But the fact that you're able to do it is impressive to me, because it's like the demand of cooking for that many people. I mean, it just takes skill. So
yeah, and you're a talented cook. You're a talented cook, and you have a professional attitude about
presentation
and
quality of the food.
Taste. So you have a gift for that, but like you said, it's a hobby. You don't want to do it full time. In the realm of advertising and animation, can you put those two things together?
Well, yeah, I mean, advertising, that has been my career.
Sure. Yeah.
But nothing, there are no prospects. I mean, I'm not getting any bites. So
What about the companies that you previously worked for? I mean, when you quit your job, I mean, is there another branch? Did they offer you a transfer? You decided not to work initially. I mean, what's happened with your previous employers?
Well,
how could they help you get a job where you're at?
I mean, they're more than happy to recommend me, but they don't have any branches or another office over here down in Florida, so it makes it difficult. But they're happy to recommend me.
What about animation? Is advertising and animation connect to you on any level?
Maybe something like web design, web banner ads.
Yeah. Have you looked in that direction?
Yeah, I have, but I'm not getting any bites. I get interview, but you know, I suck at phone interviews, so I don't get a second call.
Well, let's see, by the way of the radio reading, since we've spoken, the three of us, if we can build a fire. And,
like Casey's barbecue.
Well, to build a fire is actually a Jack London story. It's one of the most famous stories ever written. But we're going to kind of create an energy, and if we do this correctly, you will call us back to the job. And the way we do it is just simple conversation, as we're doing now, visualizing it, putting the out, and sending it on its way. The only thing that I feel weird about in terms of an image that's maybe unrelated, but maybe symbolically it's related, is cornbread.
Cornbread.
Do you make an Indian cornbread? Is there anything with cornbread? You know what that is?
Cornbread, no, but I recently picked up cornmeal.
That's it. You picked it up for cooking?
Well, no, someone gave it to me.
Well, same, it doesn't matter.
Why would someone give you cornmeal?
Well, it's a church, and they were giving out food, and I was there, so they gave me a bunch of free stuff, and one of them had to be, was cornmeal.
So you see,
Well,
cornmeal, that's it. But you see, the physical church came to your aid in some respects, and we're going to take another supernatural element to come to your aid for the job. So the cornmeal was connected to the idea that the church was helping you. And that's connected to the idea that we're putting out supernatural elements to help you manifest into a call or a job.
So then she should sprinkle cornmeal all throughout her home.
Yeah.
Fire windows and doors.
I should.
Just kidding.
We're just being
corny.
We're being corny. But,
okay.
Okay.
You're being corny.
So we're going to put that energy out, and let's see what happens in 2 weeks. Let's give it 2 weeks.
Yeah, call us back and tell us how it goes.
Okay.
Keep applying.
It's an experiment, but what
hey,
the heck?
Also, have you, like, signed up with an employment agency?
Yes, I have. But same thing. It's, you know, they get me a phone interview, but then it doesn't really go anywhere.
Yeah.
No,
you
we'll find the perfect fit.
But
I think we'll find.
She should also sharpen, if she's having problems in these phone interviews, maybe her husband could help do practice interviews with her. What is it about the phone interview that's tripping you up?
Well, I'm a nervous person, so I stutter, I fumble on words.
Yeah, maybe you need to do a little bit of practice.
Yeah.
You know? Because if they're giving you, it sounds like they're not sending you out. Are you better in an in-person situation?
Yeah, I think in-person is better.
Yeah, it sounds like they're really making you do a phone call prior to, you know, furthering the process and
yeah.
allowing you to meet.
Well,
the
you're talking to us on
person.
The air, and,
yeah, she's
and millions of people are listening to us.
Billions, actually,
yeah.
Billions.
So, you know, that's just psychological, Gungeon. That's nonsense.
Yes.
There's nothing to be afraid of. Don't be nervous.
Yeah, it's just, I mean, it's less intimidating when you're in person, when you know what a person looks like. So that's why. But on the phone, it's like, I don't know who I'm talking to, so.
You know what? While you're if you're talking to, get a picture of a woman and put it in front of you. If you're talking to a woman, and get a picture of a man and put it in front of you when you're talking to the person, and pretend like that's the person you're speaking to.
Right. Okay.
You know, because you don't want your nervousness to get in the way of you getting a job.
Right. Right.
Okay. So let's see what happens in 2 weeks.
Okay. All right. Thank you so much.
Good luck. Good luck. You're welcome.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye. Okay. So back to our little chat, fireside chat.
Yeah.
I hope you can be heard. Something about the arrangement of this.
Well, it has to be right.
Well, I know,
me.
But I have to be able to bring callers on and off. That's why it can't be right in front of you.
Well, maybe when I'm talking or something. But anyway,
I can't keep moving the computer. But we'll think about that. We don't need to take time.
The subject matter is how to get rid of negative energy, and we're not here to talk about how to do it in a physical way, where you have a discussion with somebody or you go through physical motions. We're talking about how do you visualize an energy field that's negative to push it away. Now, sometimes negative energy fields manifest as something physical. You know, you wake up and you get in your car, you have a flat tire.
Battery dead or something like that.
And then you're driving and you finally get the tire fixed, and then you pull out the gas station and you get hit by another car, you lose your wallet. I mean, all kinds of things happen. And you go, I'm in a negative energy field. This is ridiculous. Well, so there isn't anyone you can actually go to get rid of it.
Well, and when you talk about working with energy, like there's a lot of, instructional information on energy. A lot of it doesn't really build how to ignore the negative energy. Like, you know, the advice is more staying positive is really important. There are techniques that you can use to just negative energy, because putting a band-aid on it doesn't always work. Like being positive is not going to, you know,
yeah,
necessarily expel that energy field that's negative.
Sometimes you have to go to a psychic or a shaman or somebody, and they release it from your energy field. They clean your energy field, or they probe your psyche and they find something on a karmic level or a past life level, or even an immediate energy level that, you know, maybe there is something that happened in your lifetime, in this lifetime, and they have you remove it and now you're better. Okay, so those things can happen. However, if If you don't have access to those things, what do you do to get rid of negative energy? First of all, you say to yourself, I'm a human being that has an energy field around me. So you imagine that there is an energy field around you. Now, some people will say, hey, put your palms not touching, but put them facing one another and you'll feel this energy field. And so you take your palms and you don't let them touch, and you start to feel like there's an invisible ball or something between the palms of your hand. We're going to get to the caller in a minute. And you say, hey, that's an energy field. Or you put your palm around your face and you feel a vibrational pressure. That's an energy field that's around you. And that energy field collects, like the atmosphere collects carbon dioxide from car emissions. The body puts out an energy that falls within the atmosphere of your body. And that can contain positive or negative energy in terms of thoughts, impressions, philosophy, experiences. And if there's a lot of negativity in one's thoughts, that collects in one energy field, escape, and it sits there. So it's like rotting meat attracting flies. I mean, flies will land on fresh food too, but let's face it, something that's rotting is not going to attract something positive.
Right. And it's going to be much more infested than
it's
fresh
gonna have
food, mat, obviously.
It's going to have all kinds of problems in it. So the first thought, beginning to the caller, the first thought is to put out something positive, because that's what's going to be in your energy field, in your astral field, that is going to either attract negative or positive energy. That's the first step right there.
Okay, 519 is on the air. Hello, caller.
Oh, hi.
Hi.
I was just listening in this. I wasn't really pressing one, but when one of you talks, I can hear. But then when the other one talks, I couldn't hear you. I'm sure you had some important things to say about negative energy, but I couldn't hear you.
Which, me?
No.
Yeah.
Me.
Yep. You.
Houston?
Yep.
Yeah, she can't hear me.
It's Jennifer.
Yeah, hi, Jennifer.
No, I
could. I recognize your number. You know, it's funny because our last caller, can you hear me now?
Yeah, I can hear you perfectly. And then when he was speaking last time, I could hear him, but you had something to say before him and we couldn't hear you.
Oh, wow. So the problem is, I don't know what, because the last caller could hear both of us. So we've got to arrange, we need to find a better arrangement for our sound. But Jennifer, since you're on the air, would you like to have a reading?
Sure, I'll take a reading.
Okay. We didn't get your birth date last time. I know we've gotten it before, but I don't remember it. What
April
is it, please?
April 3rd, 1970.
Okay, that's right. And maybe we did get it and I didn't write it down. And where are you calling from, Jennifer?
Ontario, Canada.
Oh, okay. Canada. A lovely country. 7/17/1819/2020.
Don't they have a speedway there, a racetrack?
For cars?
Ontario.
If you're getting something intuitively, I can hear the Detroit Grand Prix from my house.
That's
so
weird.
That's it.
Yeah.
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 Yeah. That's what I'm getting, because the image was coming in and I couldn't figure out why I was getting it. So you located the image I was getting,
good.
You helped me out with. That's that. Appreciate that.
Not a problem. It's on an island in between the U.S. and Canada.
And you can hear the Grand Prix or whatever when they're racing?
Because it's on the island between U.S. and Canada.
Okay.
Well, that's great.
Okay, well, that's not a great reading.
No, but it's neat.
Well, she's going through a change right now. She's 48. Doubling up her karma. She's going to be actually I know what's happening. She's going to become a race car driver.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Yeah.
Hey,
all coming together.
Thank you.
have you ever been a member of a book club, or do you like to read?
I love reading. I'm not a member of a book club, but I am a member of Toastmasters, that speech club.
Yeah. Oh, do they hold events and they sponsor people and things like that? What do they do?
Yeah, we meet every second week and someone gives a speech. We rate their speech. We do things to encourage public speaking.
That's
we write
it.
Speeches.
You have a great voice. Your voice reminds me of a woman who is a film critic on one of our local radio shows.
Film Week. It's KPCC. That's
KPCC.
What it is. You can listen to it.
Online.
Online.
It's
and
on
it's
today.
Actually, it's on at noon. No, 11. 11 a.m.
Oh, yeah.
Which would be, I think, you're 2 hours ahead of us in Ontario, right?
Where
we
are you?
1 year time. California.
3 hour difference.
Which is 3 year time. You know, any Friday.
Anyway.
You can listen to the archives.
She's a film critic.
What is her name?
You could look it up. She's a film critic. She was on like last week or two.
I don't know
ago.
If I think she's
but
like her. But
you and her have the identical laugh. And when you speak, my ears pick up a very similar sound. And I'm pretty good at this in terms of her voice and your voice. Kristen's good at this too.
I would say so.
Yeah. So,
Amy Nicholson? No.
Yeah.
Amy Nicholson?
Is she in a wheelchair?
I don't know.
But anyways, it doesn't matter.
That's the
You're
one
talking
you
about public speaking. And yes, you love to read, and you're in Toastmasters. You're one of the top people in Toastmasters. So there's something in this reading that has to do with that. Does anybody do any public speaking in Toastmasters on issues that have to do with medicine or the medical institutions?
From time to time. Actually, where my Toastmasters is in a hospice. So a lot of the people that go there are nurses, and they often, because that's their wheelhouse, they hand washing, germs, that sort of thing. So, yeah, medical.
Well, that's absolutely accurate then. I mean, mm-hmm. The medical environment connects to the image that we're getting.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so there's something we haven't, our detection system hasn't found it yet. There's something to do in the theme of you as a Toastmaster representative that has to do with reading. And it all pertains to books.
You're all chopping up right now. Like I can only catch one out of every four words.
Oh boy.
Now.
No, it's
so you're what we're saying, can you hear me better now?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Because there's a range here that where the mic is. The idea that we're picking up on this and you're validating so much of it, and that hospice is the quote medical setting, the idea is that in this reading there's something to do with your role in the Toastmaster field as a judge or a manager or something, and you're reading books. There's something going on between those two elements that's of importance in this reading. And, well, we don't know what it is yet, but we know the department store, at least. We just don't know which department it's in. But we got a heading on that. Are you having any trouble with the Toastmasters? Any internal conflict?
No,
are you reading
no trouble.
Are you reading a book right now?
No, I'm not reading a book right now, but while I was in the hospice environment at the club, I decided to become a volunteer for hospice so that I can sit with people as they're passing on and provide spiritual guidance and support.
Then that's it. You know, there's that's probably it, because it's a picking up a medical situation. So that probably you're going to be, you know, you do that out of your own energy goodness, but you're going to be somehow recognized on a higher level for that work.
Good.
You'll get a blessing.
Mm-hmm. No, I just want to help people.
Well, I know. You have good intention, and you're doing it without any motive. The reading is suggesting you're going to get a blessing anyways. And what I'm seeing are these beautiful wine goblets, like they would have in the Renaissance.
Mm-hmm.
As a symbol. I don't know what that means yet.
I love wine, and I did go to the Renaissance Festival. So.
Oh, well, you know.
It means you're going to become an alcoholic.
Yeah.
Excellent. Well, I think I'm already halfway there, so.
wait a minute. We got to. Okay. So there's going to be a blessing somehow going on, and we're getting enough validations. Strange kind of validations here, but accurate, to suggest that something is going to be a blessing. And someone around you is going to have a baby.
God, I hope it's not one of my kids.
Not you, I don't think.
No, not you.
It better not be me.
It's not, no. It's not nobody in your family.
Okay.
I just see somebody, you're going to, somebody's daughter, something like that. They're going to have a baby.
Okay.
So there'll be a baby. That's not a big deal. That's just a validation. You know, you'll go, oh, yeah, there's going to be a baby shower. It will mean nothing to you, but a validation. It's a very soft kind of pop-up image. But I think the main thing is that the work you're doing with hospice is, I think you came in not intending to get a ring, but the reading established and expressed itself in such a way to validate your work with hospice, and that's a blessing on you.
Thank you, because I haven't been working, and I've sort of been beating myself up over it, and I thought, you know, I'm going to volunteer for hospice, at least do something with my time while I'm not working, looking for work, and this is the validation I need to say, yeah, that's the right thing for you to do right now, and that's why... Yeah. You're not getting the work is because you've got something bigger to do.
Correct. So sit down, take your shoes off, have a glass of wine, and listen to Renaissance music.
God, I wish you would tell me that.
You too, Krista.
Yeah, please. I need some enjoyment in my life.
Yeah.
So she can hear me. You can hear me now, though. Can you hear me?
I've been talking
because I think we're not being heard. But I guess... It's in and out. Okay, Jennifer, well, glad you connected with us today, and hopefully that gives you some fuel to go forward.
Thank you, and I'll listen to that that critic.
Yeah, you know, I don't know if it's Amy Nicholson. I don't know which one it is.
There's
multiple women on the show, and I'm not sure which one he's referring to, because I'm not.
She has a laugh like you. That's what I can tell you.
Is she kind of thin and blonde hair and a little bit older?
Well, he thinks it's the one.
Yeah, it might be.
But you think she's in a wheelchair. I don't know which one
it is. I don't know. I'm not sure. But you would know from her laugh if you sample some of the shows with a female critic on the thing with Larry Mantle. You'll hear her laugh immediately and you'll go, oh, that's my laugh.
Okay, I'll do that now.
She has a very nice delivery. She has a nice feel for movies. Do you like movies?
Sometimes. Depends on the movie.
Yeah,
okay.
Me too.
Well, it's not. You don't have to listen to it religiously. I'm just saying that the public speaking is what connected me to refer to it, and the fact that your laugh was like that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so let us know. Are you on our Facebook, Jennifer? Are you on there? Because
I am.
You could also email her. Okay, will you send me an email so I know who I'm talking to, who we're talking to?
I will.
And if you hear her today, because you're going to be listening to it, I can email her and tell her. who to listen for. Okay. Yeah. Great.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye. So she is connected with us, but I'm not sure. I need to put the face to the voice. And we are out of time.
Okay.
Actually, so we can continue this discussion about energy, and hopefully we'll have a better sound quality on our next show. So we are back on the air on Wednesday at 9 a.m. Pacific, 12 p.m. Eastern. Bye. Have a great weekend, callers.